Welcome everybody to From Rock Bottom to Badass, and I've got my new friend Martha Mock. Is that how you say it?
Yes, you got it right.
Yes. All right. So tell all the people, who are you?
I am someone that who has been in silence for over 30 years, finally learning to claim my voice again, and now I help other women to do the same.
That's incredible. So tell me, what are the kind of things that you would put after I am? Are you mom, teacher, lover, friend, like that kind of thing? What do you say after your I am?
I am a super confident coach. I do that for women to reclaim their voice again. I'm someone that who have been for 30 years of silence, including 19 years of abusive marriage, been bullied at school since a very young age. And the hardest thing for me to admit was being sexually molested by someone that I trust at a very young age. So those are the things are who I am and what make I am who I am today. And at the end, it's just simply, I am Martha Mock, as authentic, as real as they come.
Yes. Well, I adore you already. You're so fun. I love your energy. So can you tell me about what is recovery to you? What does it mean to go from a rock bottom to being where you're at now, this amazing, super confident coach?
I feel like that we all experience something in life that where we feel like that we are at the rock bottom. The truth is, if we don't see it that way and we believe that, you know what, the universe will guide me. No matter what it is, all I have to do is don't give up. So that's how I rise up from the ashes and become the person I am today. There was one stage that I was thinking, I'm overweight, I'm not pretty enough, I'm 40 years old. Really? I can get out of my abusive marriage and find unhappiness again? And there was so much doubt inside of me. There's so much fear inside of me, so much uncertainty. And I realized that at that moment, I was the one who was giving the power away. I was the one that who chose to see fear instead of faith. So when I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to put in my faith to the hand of the universe and guide me to whoever that will come into me. And about 1.5 years of searching after multiple heartbreaks and meeting scammers and things like that online, and I finally find the person that who I call my ideal partner, and we've been together for almost 2 years now. And in saying that, thank you. And a lot of people say, how come that you become a professional online dater? That's what she what I've been called, that you are professional in dating online. And they said that, oh, if I were you, I would not have the bravery to keep trying. I would give up already. It's just such a waste of time, because that's what I hear a lot of women say. And my reply is, if you want to win the lottery and you don't buy the ticket, you will never win. It's as simple as that. And I deserve happiness. I know I'm worth a lot more than that. I know that despite my ex-husband keep telling me that I was worthless, I believe that I am worthy. So I decided to, you know what, if I don't give it all my best, I will never know what the other, the grass on the other side is actually greener. And now that I find the person that who treasure me, who accept me and allows me to be who I am in heaven. I'm happy and I'm joyful. And I recently did a tarot card reading, and what she told me was, is weird that normally people ask for love, relationship, or something about their work. But no, you don't seek that anymore. All you're seeking is just joy and happiness. And I said, yeah, because I feel so good about myself and where I am right now, everything else will come. And I believe in that. And by continuing to believe in that, that's how I become the super confident coach.
Amazing. I totally agree. I believe that 100%. If you focus on your inner world, if you focus on your joy, if you focus on your self-worth and you build you up on the inside, you know, that law of attraction, you will create as within, so without, you know, the world that's within you will create and manifest outside of you.
I totally agree. And the one thing it was really funny that I wanted to share was during the time of me going through trauma therapy, when people told me to have more self-love, I actually say F off. The reason is true. Exactly what I said was F off. Because I was living a very good life. I was successful in doing my makeup work there. So I won multiple businesses. And I was traveling all over the world to do job. People pay me and fly me to Paris to go and do their makeup. So that was the kind of lifestyle I was living. And I didn't know, I didn't love myself. I thought all the material, all the good food I was eating, and that was happiness. And it was my birthday 2 days ago. And I have a look at Facebook's memory on all the posts that I have put down on my birthday. I realized that for the last, not for the last 2 years, but before that 10 years that I've been on Facebook, every single birthday that I post out wasn't a photo of me. It was a photo of a bunch of flowers that I got. It was a photo of a handbag that I received or a meal that I was having. I wasn't even confident enough to put my own photo out and tell people I pretend to be happy because I wasn't. I was pretend to be that I have all the love that I need. I have all the self-care that I have. But all I was caring about was just how people looking at me. I didn't reflect the inside of me, of what I truly need. So not until the day that I left my ex-husband on my 40th birthday that I decided that is the day that I have to leave. And I find my freedom again. And ever since I've been meeting my, have met my partner, and I started posting photo of me smiling and thanking everyone for their birthday wishes. And I look at the post that I did these 2 years compared to what I have done for the last 10 years, the changes, the step-by-step journey that I have told, I'm actually really proud of myself. And the weird thing is this birthday, it's probably one of the most lonely birthday I ever have because my partner is a Navy, so he's not here. And we're in lockdown in Sydney, so I can't even go and see my parents or anything. We're in a very strict level 4 lockdown. But I feel so much love, support, contained, happiness. Just even just me ordering my own cake, having my own flowers, having a walk on the beach, playing with my cat. I was actually really happy for the 24 hours I make sure that I was awake just to enjoy and absorb that 24 hours in and see the transformation of me being the new 43 years old Martha, that I'm truly contained and confident about who I am now.
That is magical, magical. And it's so true. Like you, when we have a good connection and relationship with ourselves, we never have to feel lonely, right? We might be by ourselves, but we don't truly feel lonely because we're always with somebody that loves us.
Yep. Amazing. And feeling that, like a lot of women, including myself, we all have some level of insecurity. If we don't see our loved one, we think that, oh, are they really thinking about us or something like that? But by having that sense of belonging in me, that I belong in somewhere already, that I feel content, I feel confident about our relationship, doesn't matter how far we are. And that content, that confidence really build the trust that you need in a relationship. And that trust in yourself as well, of you living a good life, not regardless of what's happening outside. People say that, oh, I'm so sorry that your birthday is in lockdown. I say, it doesn't matter because I have everything I need in front of me and inside of me. That is the true glow that I felt this birthday.
Amazing. I love that story. I think that we don't talk about stuff like that enough, you know, our internal worlds and what's really going on in our heads. Can you talk a little bit more about what it was that you were going through in the dark times? what kind of things were going on in your internal world in the rock bottom moments of your life?
When I left my ex-husband, he stole literally almost all the money that I have left. I even have to give him my car because I know he have nothing as well. So when I left the house, I was with a cat, having a few hundred dollars in my bank. I couldn't even afford to pay for the bond. And I was so depressed that I didn't know how to smile. During that time, I lost my light, my smile, and my hope. I feel like a zombie that was walking around every single day, still working because I needed the money. And thinking about it, I remember how the universe have helped me, have bring me so much job to tell me, hey, Martha, it's okay. You will make it through. I have friends that come and support me during those times. And it was like one of the guys that I met on online, we were just like brothers and sister, and he truly pulled me through that time that I'm still so grateful to him for. We still become really good friends. And it is because of their help, their support, that I allow myself to ask for help, to finally ask for help, not being this pretender that she's an entrepreneur, she's very successful, she won multiple businesses, she's very, very good. But they don't know what's watering inside of me. They don't know how my ex-husband treat me. They don't know everything has been taken away from me. I have to literally hold on to my cat. Otherwise, I will lose her as well. So it was that loneliness, that fearfulness. And it say that, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. You have enough control over me. I need to live my life again and find my happiness again. And it wasn't easy. And I'm so grateful to the mentors that I have. I'm so grateful of me finding a trauma therapist. And we become really good friends. And the funny thing is, she was the one who encouraged me. You should think about doing consulting or coaching. I was like, oh, really? It's like, yeah, you got a beautiful story to tell. Maybe one day that you will help someone. Little do I know that I could do that. It was because of COVID that I changed my profession from international makeup artist and a multiple business owner. Everything was shut down. And I'm like, sugar, what am I going to do paying thousands of dollars in rent? How much saving can one woman have? And it's like thousands of dollars a month paying for all the shop rents and things like that. And I was broke. I was really broke. And at that time, that's when I first met my partner, Malcolm. And he suggested me and say, hey, you know what? You should look at Love Coaching because I think you really have a good story to share. And you're a confident person. There's something that you can do about it. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I'll give it a try. And little do I know that by having that vulnerability, by finally realizing, hey, it's okay to share my story and it's okay to tell other people what happened, it opened a completely new world to me. And I am so grateful for everyone that supported me. And not one person have told me that I wasn't good enough, who told me that they're ashamed of what I've been through. No one person did that. So what have I been telling myself all this year, that I feel like a dark pea in rice in a white sand beach? Why do I think that I'm the single person in life, that I am the worst person and I am the outcast, that no one will understand what I've been through? I didn't realize all I have to do was ask. And now I encourage everyone and your listeners to ask, to reach out to the right people that you can develop to build that trust with. And that's when your world will start to change. We constantly think of that. We hope this will be a better. I hope for 19 years for this person to treat me better. And I asked him, why were you treating me that way? And he said, because you're worthless. You're not even worth a pile of dirt.
Oh, wow.
That wake me up so well. And I say, okay, I'm the one who's paying all the bill. You didn't have to work for 10 years. So if I'm worthless, great, go and find your life. And it took me 19 Yes, yeah, to find that strength to get out. And yes, of course, you will have friends saying that, oh my God, I can't believe that you've been with him for so long. But they are only celebrating your leaving. They're not trying to put you down. You've got to think of it in a different way. And the funny thing was, I took Malcolm to my brother's birthday party recently, and all his friends, they've been friends for over 30 years. So they all know me and or know my ex-husband as well. And when I brought Malcolm over, the whole night, all I heard was, Martha, I'm so happy for you. Look at Malcolm. Like, he's so much better than your ex. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm happy. And I'm sure he feel really good too, because all night, all I heard from 20 something people was like, how cool he is.
That's so great. Oh my goodness. So, can you dive in a little bit more about the spirit? He's talked about a lot of spiritual things along the way here. Talk about that spiritual part of your journey.
The funny thing is, I never thought that I was a woo-woo person or a spiritual person or anything like that. But then the more coachings I do, the more I realize that, you know what? I have a respect for the universe. I respect God. I respect other religion, and I respect other people as well. And let them guide you and listen to the universe of what they will bring to you. Yes, I'm a Catholic and my mom is a Buddhist prayer, and I'm like, yeah, there's so many different religions there. It's not about which religion is better than the others. It's not about that. It's just about what you want to listen to, what you want to absorb in, and how that is guiding you. So listen to what helps you and guide you, and you will be able to see a much bigger picture. And it's like what we said, you always get what you ask for. So when I start saying that I don't attract mentally unstable men, I finally find someone that all I wanted this time was someone who's more intelligent than me. And he is more intelligent than me. He's kind, he's loving, he's caring, and we have a really good relationship together. And everyone tell me that how lucky I am. I say, yes, it is, but I did work hard for it too. So I don't feel like I'm lucky. I know that I earned it, and I am
Oh,
worthy, and I deserve this.
yes. And just to kind of ping off of all what you were just talking about, I don't think I ever would have gotten as close to God as what I know as God as I am if it wasn't for doing some comparative religion and actually diving into other people's beliefs and becoming accepting and open-minded to all the things. Brought me closer to God. And I feel like so many religions just think that it's the opposite, that you'll get farther away from God if you open your mind up to the other belief systems. But it's just proven to be the opposite for me. I get closer and more connected to God the more I learn about other people's beliefs and respect them, exactly like you said.
Exactly.
You did earn it. You did earn it. You did the work to realize your worth, and then it became available to you, right? To actually have like an amazing relationship. And it's when you can fully accept it, right? Because when we're in that space of unworthiness and not feeling good enough about ourselves, that amazing guy could have walked up and been like, I'll take you away right now. And you would have been like, nah, you're not my type, right?
Exactly. And how many times have I pushed him away? For any woman that who've been through abusive relationship, they will know that fear inside of them. Not until my trauma therapist, because we become such a good friend, we were communicating when I was meeting Malcolm. And then one day she said to me, wow, isn't that he's the ideal partner that you've been asking for? And I'm like, what? Really? Okay, let me go back to my checklist. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that because I was so scared of being hurt. I was so scared that I've been putting my boundary. And that's the thing with guys, if you push him away more, then they come back closer. So that's just how men work, okay? This is some one trick for the ladies. Like in a reasonable sense, and even if you're pushing him away, you still need to give him respect. So there was a lot of like melting and trying to integrate with each other. And I'm so grateful that he is also a coach himself, and he has the understanding of what I've been through, and he understand that how to actually deal with my emotional up and down. And he's just calm and chill as a cucumber, and he can calm me down when I'm going crazy. As you can see that I can go crazy at moments, and that's just me. And he accept me for that, and that's what I feel quite safe to trust him. And he does need time to earn that trust. And you don't give it to him lightly, especially from someone that who've been for a lot. You don't trust people lightly. But they ask, and once you allow yourself to trust that person after they jump through a few loops that you set out, you need to begin to give them the appreciation in return, because you can't just keep taking. You got to give as well. And when we are giving, we got to be very careful. There's a fine line between care and control.
Ooh, I gotta write
How
that down. Say that one
how
more
many
time for all the for the people in the back that maybe didn't hear you.
be very careful about the fine line between care and control. How many times have we been so caring, telling someone, eat this, it's very nice. Eat it, it's really good for you. I can tell you this is the best thing ever. You got to have it. But the third time you say it, that becomes a control, because we are putting our belief, our value on another person and expect them to do it. I try to tell myself and remind myself that I no longer have expectation, but I have boundaries and requirements. So these are my boundaries, these are my requirements. They're very clearly there. As long as you don't touch them, I will let you do what you do, because I respect your model of the world, and your belief is only real to you. It has nothing to do with me. And that gives me so much freedom of being me, because I no longer create stories. Oh, he doesn't like my cooking. He didn't eat what I actually give it to him, because I was trying to control his emotion by giving more. Oh, he's not receiving. But all I was doing, that thinking I'm caring, it was just controlling. So no one likes to be controlled, because I'm definitely one person that who are rebel. If you try to control me, I will fight back like there's no tomorrow. So why am I doing that to other people? Shouldn't that you never do something that you don't want? Then give other people what you want. What do I want? Respect. So I can live as I am. And I can learn from other people's as well, so I can continue to grow.
So true. Oh my goodness. Yes. And you know, not only does it like you talking about the the stories that you make up about the cooking and things, like not only does that type of control completely create chaos in like our internal world, the next thing you know, your partner has to begin to match your anxiety by trying to think about how he's responding to everything that you do to make sure that you don't feel bad about yourself because of his actions. And it just is like this huge mess. I've been down that road of like low self-worth and the codependency, like with my husband and I like when I grew in my self-worth and I stopped, you know, trying to people please and like hustle for the compliment or the whatever, our relationship improved drastically when I loved myself because he
Exactly.
gets to relax into his role as my husband and not and just be himself and not have to think so hard about what I'm thinking about what he's doing.
Yes, the simple turn to say is he doesn't have to fix you anymore. You're already contained. And that's a stage that I have to went through as well, because there was a stage that he constantly thinking that he's the person who make me cry. He's the person that he not I'm not happy with him. But the truth is, I was just scared. I was just scared. I have never experienced this kind of happiness before. And I was shitting myself. I was so scared about what's gonna happen. Is this real or not? Is this reality? I feel like I'm in heaven. And time he have proven himself. Yes, he have made mistake in the, on the way. We all do. But
Right.
by making the mistake, it every single time it makes us closer. It make us stronger because we are openly communicating. That is the one thing about being woman that I finally realized. I was such a people pleaser that I do not tell people what I want and what I think, and I do not have a voice. I don't have a view. Oh, you like that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Oh, this is what he likes, so I pretend to be someone that I'm not. So at the end of the day, it will never work. And being in my calm relationship, the really good thing is I just said to him and said, thank you for accepting me for being me. And this is my promise with to you. I will always be me. I will always be the authentic me. So you are also allowed it to be the authentic you and have this open communication with each other. What do you like? What do you don't like? Great, we don't have to pretend. But
Yeah.
we can find the middle ground to accept. It's like, okay, can you wipe your hands after you eat? This is a wet tissue. So little things like that that we can mute each other in our everyday life. But just like everything that we do, as soon as that we find that we speak, whatever they're doing is not the way that they wanted to hurt you. You don't need to create a story in your head telling yourself another thing. If you don't know what he's doing or don't understand his action, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women will not ask and but try to create a story in themselves and make them that feel really, really sick and worried. And it's like, oh, wow, this is really what he's thinking. All you have to do is ask. And as a man, 90% of the time, they're very openly willing to tell you.
And they're very normally not thinking any of the crazy things that we think. They're like,
Not
oh no,
even
like, I was just trying to figure out if I was going to go to the gym tomorrow. Like, I wasn't upset at all. Like, if normally something's so normal, they don't do all that crazy stuff in their heads like we do.
No,
They're
not at
simple.
all.
They were just thinking about like what they're going to eat.
Exactly. And for the persons whose fear to lose more is the one going to lose. So always be the person who glow to attract, not the one to chase.
Yes, girl. Oh, this has been phenomenal. What are you still working on in your life personally now that you're here? What is the thing that you're trying to work on in yourself now?
I feel like that there's always room to move. I have done a lot of self-healing in myself, and I am looking at my triggers and say that and thanking them. That's the tough one, to thank all my triggers and finding the wisdom from it, so I'm no longer being hurt by it. So that is an everyday battle that you get stronger and better every single day. A lot of us put band-aids on our wounds and thinking that that will be okay. No, I want to take one step further. I'm going to peel that band-aid out and have a look at it. Even if it's bleeding, I will like, it's okay. If you still need to bleed, bleed until one day that you'll heal yourself. And I'm going to thank you for giving me that learning, that experience, and that wisdom. So I have forgiveness. I don't have grudge anymore. Because when I have anger or fear in me, the only one that's hurting is me. So I learned to be smarter, who learned to forgive, not just for the things that happen, but forgive myself for being in that situation, taking that guilt away from me and setting myself free. It is something that I like to work on every single day.
Beautiful, beautifully said. Do you have any favorite quotes or sayings or mantras or mottos that you say all the time?
I keep saying to myself that action is proof. And I actually written a book for that. It was a time that when I lost my cat for 16 years, she's 16 years old. And that was the only thing, I don't have children. It was because of my ex-husband, I decided not to have children because I can't think of bringing a kid to the world like this. So all I had was a cat. And when she passed away, I was in about 3 months of depression. And what was worse was my ex-husband had came back and text me and said that I was the worst person in the world and blamed me for her death. And we haven't spoke for 2 years after our divorce. And from that, it caused me to the point that the next day, I still remember, I tell Malcolm, I say, "Hey, baby, you're going to work. Can you feed the cat and dog so I can stay in bed for a little bit longer?" And of course, he would do it. But after he left, I actually got up. I actually got up and make myself a bacon and egg sandwich. And then after that, I start cleaning the house and mopping and doing all of that. I feel like shit. I'm not kidding. I feel really terrible. But I realized that by moving, I don't let him win. I don't let him take control over me anymore. I'm taking that control back in the current moment that I have. And that's the reason I say action is proof. It doesn't matter if you take a 3 millimeter shift, it's just about a bunny step that you take. And every bunny step that you take, it is on the path of getting better. And that's the reason why I wrote that book, which I'm very happy to share with your audience if they want
It's coming. Okay, one
it
more question before, or what? No, two more questions.
later. Okay.
If you had to give one piece of advice to somebody that's exactly in the situation that you were in with your abusive husband, they're exactly like you, what would it be?
Ask for help.
Ask for
You
help.
don't have to fight this battle alone. There's so many help out there. All you have to do is ask, and you will be able to get out. And I am here as well to help you to get out.
Where are you going from here, and what is next on your journey?
I wanted to keep building my business, my coaching business, and to I got two sides of my business. One side is to teaching women how to be confident of themselves and have living their best life. Another purpose that I have is to teach new coaches to for women that who have an experience and want to become a coach to share their story using different techniques to help other people. Because I realize I'm only one person having one power. But if I can teach other coaches to become a good coach so they can help more people, that ripple effect will just keep transferring. And I'm also in the process of working on my nonprofit organization called the Confident Project. I wanted to give other women the chance of reaching out, to getting in touch with one coach that they can guide them for 4 weeks, to give them a chance and see that, hey, you know what? They don't have to fight this battle alone. So that's are the few things that I'm working on. And I know that it will be amazing because when we give, that's when the universe will give us more.
Yes, I share a lot of that same purpose and mission, changing the way that people feel about themselves and self-love. That's like my everything. So I hope so much that we can work together again in the future. Since we share similar mission, maybe we can do a YouTube special or something like that. It would be really fun.
Sounds great to me.
Oh, so until then, if somebody resonates with your story and they do want to work with you, tell all the people where to find you, what do you have to offer, all your stuff.
For now, let me offer your listeners two books that I have written. One of the first book I have written was because of the COVID. COVID have changed our life. And it was during the first heat wave of COVID that I break out in my fear that I don't have good written English. I don't know technology. I don't know how to do my own graphic. I don't know that I could ever become an author. But it was because of I can see their sadness in their eyes. And I written my first book called Don't Survive, Thrive, Even When Times Are Tough. And that's where the first ebook come from. And after that, there's like I've got about five of them now, which is quite amazing. But that was where I started. And I wanted to give that book and also the Action is Proof, the book that I mentioned before. It's all about giving everyone the motivation and some inspiration to keep going. So I wanted to give that gift to your audience there. I'll send you the text later with the show notes there. That if you like to share with your audience, they're more than welcome to just click that link and download. And if they are someone who are in silence, who never thought that they can reach out, I wanted to offer an empowerment session to them. It's completely free, value at $300. I'm going to offer it for free for your audience.
Oh,
because
amazing.
I believe that all they need to do is ask. Because if I didn't take that step to ask, I was going to fight this battle alone, like I always have since a very young age. Since a six-year-old kid, I have to fight my own battle to go to school every single day, to face people who were bullying me. I have done that for a very long time. And not until I finally asked for help, my life changed. Because when you are talking to people who have experienced what you've been through, they often have a solution for you and somewhere that who can get you the help that you need. So I want to offer this opportunity to people. And if anyone wants to find me, if you want to search for Super Confident Coach or Martha Mok, you will be able to find me on the net.
Yay! Thank you so much. Everybody, definitely check out the show notes of this episode. I'll put all the links to all the things that Martha talked about. Go get your, it's free. It is free. I have taken so many free sessions with coaches in my life. Just because I'm a coach doesn't mean I don't get coaching. I get my own stuff and I take everybody up on their free coaching offers because one session can change your whole entire life. Your whole life. And you don't really know if a coach is going to resonate with you unless you get into that space. So take Martha up on her free offer. It is amazingly generous when a coach offers you a free session. And check out her books. Definitely, I know I'm going to download them as soon as she sends me the links. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and having this chance to share.
This was an awesome, awesome episode. I really am so grateful for your time here today.
Thank you.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my book, How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth. How to Wear a Crown is an easy-to-read guidebook that gives its readers digestible content and step-by-step instructions on how to increase one's sense of self-worth. It's a practical guide to knowing your worth that will allow you to dive deep into my personal experiences with learning self-love and gaining unshakable self-worth. It's a witty but intelligent book that will break down the intense process into four rules. 1. Speak to yourself like royalty. 2. Treat yourself like royalty. 3. Carry yourself like royalty. And 4. Honor yourself like royalty. Each category discusses multiple topics related to emotional growth and techniques necessary to drastically improve your self-worth and help you feel like you deserve more and better things in your life. You can get How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth on my favorite store in the entire world, Amazon.com. And it's usually available to ship within 1 to 2 days. So go check it out now. All of the info that you need should be in the show notes. And I will see you guys later. Mwah! Bye.